An ABC crew detained in Malaysia after trying to question the Prime Minister about a corruption scandal has left the country without being charged. They were escorted out of Malaysia after a threatened case against them was dropped. Reporter Linton Besser and cameraman Louis Eroglu landed in Singapore this afternoon on a flight from Sarawak. Police had claimed that the pair crossed a police line and ignored their instructions while trying to question Mr. Najib. After several sleepless nights, Linton Besser spoke to me a short while ago from an airport lounge in Singapore.
I mean, he was walking past a large crowd. You know, flash bulbs were going off. There were cameras on him. It was a public media event.
Now, you've been accused of crossing some lines, of breaking some rules. Were you aware of crossing any lines, any cordons? Were there any rules that had been outlined to you that you broke?
Absolutely none. And that is why initially it was so disturbing when we were told we were going to be charged with a criminal offence because, Mark, as you'd expect, we have vision of this incident and it's incontrovertible. And there is absolutely no police cordon. We have audio. There are no instructions given.
And what did you ask him, Linton?
I asked him how he could explain or whether he could explain the hundreds of millions of dollars that have flowed into his personal bank accounts in recent years.
How did he react?
He initially looked at me when I introduced myself and then he continued walking and ignored me.
So it was a mute response?
You could put it that way. And, from him anyway.
And what about his entourage?
Well, I was immediately surrounded by police and Malaysian intelligence special branch, you know, operatives, basically detained on the spot, taken out of the area in which I was standing. Louis Eroglu, our cinematographer, was then also detained and brought to where I was because we had been separated in the kind of crush in the crowd. And it kind of went on from there. The police were very upset with us because, of course, they had been embarrassed that a foreign journalist had been able to ask the Prime Minister a question. Anyway, we had our passports examined, our details taken. They took photos of every form of ID we had in our wallet, I think. And then the superintendent said to us, look, if you go quietly, it's okay. Get in your car and go. So we did. We got in our van. We didn't actually have a hotel booking, so we having had a little fright, we thought it might be prudent to get on the first flight out of Sarawak. We tried that. There were no seats available on the last flight out, I'm sorry. So we tried to find a hotel, but as we were pulling up to the first hotel we were going to try, we were pulled over by an unmarked car and four or five police pulled us down from the van and questioned us in the lobby of the hotel and then told us that we were going to be placed under arrest.
How long were you detained?
Look, I can't quite remember, but it's been reported as 6 hours. That sounds about right to me.
And then you had this period when you weren't sure whether you'd be able to get out of the country and you might be charged.
Well, yeah, we had our passports confiscated, that's right. And so I think we got to bed that night at 4 or 5 in the morning, and we didn't have any passports. I think this was the this must have been Sunday. I'm sorry, I haven't slept for a day, so excuse me. But and then the next event was very strange because then we hit some good news from our lawyer who tells us that the local police want to meet us to return our passports. So we thought, great, we packed up, we got ready to leave Sarawak on the next available flight. And strangely, it was quite comical. The police in their Hawaiian shirts decided that the safest place to do this was the pool deck of our hotel. So we all sat around garden furniture as they formally handed back our passports. But then they said to us, you can't leave, you're still on police bail. Which was confusing. We didn't understand for what purpose they'd returned our passports.
And eventually you got out. Have you got the material that you need to make this Four Corners program?
We haven't lost any material, Mark. So we're here in Singapore planning our next moves, but we intend to continue investigating the story.
And you obviously won't be able to go back into Malaysia. Are you coming back to Australia now?
We're still planning it, but I think I won't be back for a few more days yet, actually. Although, just on your first point, it's not clear to me that I won't be allowed back into Malaysia. It's been widely reported that we've been deported by Malaysian authorities, and indeed we were whisked through Kuching Airport and immigration and customs clearance by uniformed police, and even all the way to our seats on the plane, where we were photographed by a very nice policeman, ASP Sofian. But at no point were we told we were being deported. Our passports don't say we've been deported. We were never given a piece of paper to say that that was the case. I understand anyway that Malaysian authorities or local government authorities in Sarawak are now saying that that is the case, but we're none the wiser.
Linton Besser, Four Corners reporter, speaking from an airport lounge in Singapore.